Okay, it's time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke today from Linda Riley and Steven in Atlanta, and Mark Van Patten listening in Southwest Florida, Christopher Haas with offices in Naperville and Geneva. Thanks, Christopher. We got a joke from Tim in Joliet who writes, thanks for entertaining me on my 90-minute commute from Joliet to Waukegan every morning. Boy, I'll bet he broke a record with that snow the other day. Imagine driving in the weather yesterday from Joliet to Waukegan. Or was it Monday? Monday's commute. Helen in South Milwaukee is back with the joke. Doreen LaCriola, Laura Ingebrigtsen, Joan O'Brien in Bloomingdale. Marge Sipla said, hey, dear John, I started typing out my favorite 700 jokes of yours so I can forward you the file. I'm up to joke number 100 so far. It's taking longer than I thought. The Word program on my computer keeps changing the margins. Anyway, by the time I'm done, I'll have a lot more than 700. Let's see if these make the list. I never make the same mistake twice, me. I do it 5 or 6 times, you know, just to make sure. Do you hear about the ventriloquist who passed away? They had to notify the next of kindling. I finally got some time away from the kids. Almost 2 hours. It would have been longer, but my legs went numb from crouching behind the dryer. What's an English teacher's favorite cereal? I know there's a lot of young moms out there who go, ooh, that's a good idea. What's an English teacher's favorite cereal? Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Joe Biden rarely curses, but when he does, it's a doozy.
In the following scene, Mark Carman will portray Vladimir Putin, and John Williams will star as an airport customs agent.
Occupation?
Nope, just visiting.
Hey, Mark, the Earth's surface is 70% water, and that water is uncarbonated.
Therefore?
The Earth is flat.
Hey, John, how long does it take to carve a spoon?
A little while. What's the difference between a cranky 2-year-old and a duckling? One is a whiny toddler, and the other is a tiny waddler. What's the difference between the IRS forms and a pizza? One's easy to cheat, and the other is cheesy to eat. I recently read that commas save lives. For instance, let's eat grandma, and let's eat grandma. See, commas save lives. It's really cold outside, Mark.
How cold is it?
It's so cold. Last night, the cops told a guy to freeze. It's so cold, Lori Lightfoot's relationship with the governor now seems warm. I wrote that one myself. It's so cold, the Statue of Liberty put the torch under her dress. It's so cold, I saw a gangsta pull up his pants. It's so cold, the state of Illinois froze my taxes. Oh, wait, they didn't. It's so cold, our cows are producing ice cream. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Guitar.
Guitar who?
Guitar Coats. It's cold outside. We have a round of applause for Mark Carman as Vladimir Putin. Yes.
That was big, John.
Not everybody gets a chance to put that on their resume. I'm not saying you're going to need to update yours. I'm just saying, isn't that nice that you've got that on there now?
This was a big day for me in so many ways.
Thank you.